This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the significance of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z Show. Dear listeners, this is Ali, and in today's episode of A to Z, we want to talk about the Islamic Revolution of Iran and the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, namely Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayh, was a distinguished personality even within the world of Islam, let alone the entire world, right? He was special. He had principled stances that he took on different issues, and those stances attracted people towards Imam and his ideology. Now, when we say the path of Imam Khomeini or the ideology of Imam Khomeini, we want to look into where does he get his ideology from? What's his source? So, brothers and sisters, once we study the traditions of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and what they have said and done in their lifetime, their seerah and, you know, their sayings, if we combine it all, we will see that Imam Khomeini's ideology traces back to the ideology of the Prophet and Imams. This is the source. And again, if you open up the Holy Quran, the divine word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you look at those principles that are written in that divine book, you will see that Imam Khomeini's principles are based on those very principles. So in a nutshell, the ideology of Imam Khomeini is based on Quran, the Prophet, and the Imams, which is the Ahlul Bayt. Now, in order for us to be able to understand what the Islamic Revolution of Iran was all about, we need to be able to understand what Imam Khomeini stood for. What are his principles? What are those principles that he extracted from Quran and from the sayings and lives of Ahlul Bayt? Today we are talking about Imam Khomeini's stance regarding America. Brothers and sisters, as we said earlier, America is behind all that's gone wrong. This is the stance of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini also called America to be the Great Satan. And if you look at the slogan of Death to America, today an ever-increasing number of nations cry out loud, Death to America. Of course, it is clear that this slogan does not mean death to the American nation, but death to American policies, death to arrogance, as explained by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He has explicitly mentioned it, that it is not about, this slogan is not about those who are themselves oppressed, an average American public. No, it is only for those who support that evil system one way or the other, and for the system itself. So death to America today, if you look at the Arabic language, it is translated as Al-Mautul Amrika. If you look at Farsi language, it is called Marg Bar Amrika. And if you look at Urdu language, it is called Murdabad Amrika. Welcome back to your listeners. So we're talking about this divine slogan where the reality of America is being challenged. This system of arrogance is being challenged. Today, the flag of revolution, awakening, and guidance of the Muslim Ummah is being carried by Imam Khamenei. Under his leadership, nations have not only recognized their friends and foes, but are also treading on the path of dignity, the path of honor, and the path of self-respect. Today, the oppressed nations around the globe refuse to bow down before the hegemonic and bullying policies of the United States of America, the hub of Zionism, the mother of Zionism. These fruits of the Islamic Revolution can be realized when one inspects the Islamic movement of Nigeria. You have seen what has happened to Sheikh Zakzaki. When we look at Yemen, Look at the oppression being done at Yemen, right? For standing up to the arrogant policies of the front of arrogance, right? That is composed and comprised of America, Britain, Israel, Saudi Arabia, UAE, all of these culprits, they got together. For what? To oppress the general public around the globe. Look at Yemen, look at Nigeria, look at Palestine, look at Lebanon, Pakistan, and Iraq. Brothers and sisters, it is evident that the bloc of Islamic resistance is getting stronger day by day, from Iran to Iraq to Syria to Lebanon. And this is thorn in the eye of the enemy of humanity. And this is what we need to know. This Death to America slogan sums it all up.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.